Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Beya, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Zay. Ein mit Zion S.A.R., we're not allowed to create a new fire. Loimen Eitzim, not from wood. Loimen Avanim, not from stones. Loimen Ofer, not from earth. Loimen Mayim, and not from water. You're not allowed to light a new fire on Yom Tov. Creating a new fire that wasn't there beforehand is called Moilid. It's Daimet to a Malach. You're creating a fire on Yom Tov. There's a Machlokes with Shainim, whether it's an Isur D'Raisa or a D'Rabbanan, but you're not allowed to create a new fire on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah gives us examples how a person would create a new fire. Rubbing two sticks together until you create a fire. Banging two stones, one into the other until the sparks create a fire. Because of that we understand. What does it mean, V'loy min ha'ofar? How do you create a fire from earth? Zakta batanur, there's a type of earth that when you dig over there, it produces a fire. And what about water? How do you create a fire out of water? One would imagine water extinguishes a fire. How do you create a fire with water? Well, suppose you take water and you put it into a clear glass dish and you place it under the bright sun. Sometimes the glass will act as a kind of a lens similar to a magnifying glass, and it concentrates the rays of the sun on a specific place, and something nearby can catch fire. So if I can't create a fire, how do I cook? And the answer is, you can ignite a fire from an existing fire, but you can't create a new fire. Vaitrasak, the Mishnah. The ein melabnin es hara ofen. You cannot heat up tiles, litzlois ben, in order to roast upon the tiles. The word lavan means white, but the nature of these tiles are when you heat them up, they turn white. That's how we use the lashon melabnin. Libun is also a term that's used for torching. Now, these are the ofen. These were tiles made out of pottery that were used as shingles for the roof. Sometimes they would use them for roasting purposes as well. You'd put them over coals and you'd put the food on top of the tile. What do you need the tile for? Why not just put the food directly on the coals? The answer is simply to keep the food clean. Now, before they would use these tiles, you would put it into an oven. They would be burnt through and through, and afterwards it was solid enough to be able to use it for this purpose. That's what the Mishnah means. Ve'ein meladnin esara ofim litzlois ben. You can't put the tiles into the oven for them to be burnt through and through so that it becomes strong and solidified in order to be able to roast with it. What about if I want to use it for shingles for the roof? So of course you can't. The Chiddush is, even though he wants it to roast with it, he has no other tiles to use, it's still awesome. Because you're making a keli on Yom Tov. By putting these tiles into the oven, it becomes solid. And as we have learned many times, even though it's letzarech oichel nefesh, you still cannot make a new keli on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah weiter. We oid amar Rabbi Eliezer. Furthermore, said Rabbi Eliezer, because in the first Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, we learned a kula in regard to muktzah, so here comes another kula. Oimed adam al hamuktzah. A person can stand next to food that would be muktzah. Now, since when is food muktzah? And the answer is, we're referring to fruits like figs or grapes, which were set out in the sun to dry. Actually, the Gemara Masech de Shabbos uses this as one of the main cases of muktzah. The balabas set them aside to be dried, and that sometimes takes many days. Now, here's the thing. Some people like grapes, some people like raisins. But a half a grape and half a raisin, meaning when it's in the middle, it's no longer a grape and it's not a raisin yet, you don't want to eat it then. So that's muktzah. Even Rav Shimon agrees that this is muktzah. Normally Rav Shimon is mekel when it comes to muktzah. The fruits that we're talking about in our Mishnah, they've been dried to the point where some people would eat it already. Others would say, no, I'm going to wait a little bit longer. I need it to dry more. So memela, when it's up to this point, if you don't want it to be muktzah, the owner has to say before Yom Tov, I intend to eat it, even though it's not a total raisin yet. So once again, the lashon of the Mishnah, oim meid adam ala muktzah, a person can stand next to peiros that are muktzah, erev Shabbos, or erev Yom Tov for that matter, bashvias. Bashvias means a shmita year, but where does that come in? Why would that be relevant to the halachis of muktzah? And the answer is as follows. If it wasn't a Shemitah year, you couldn't use them anyway, because you would have to first separate Trumas and Maisers. But on a Shemitah year, you don't separate any Trumas and Maisers. So the only thing that we need is to make sure that it's not Muksa. So again, Oymid Adam ala Muksa, a person can stand next to the Peiris that are Muksa Erev Shabbos, Bashvias, during a Shemitah year. The Oymer, and he says as follows. This is what the person says when he's standing here next to the Muksa Peiris. Mikan ani oichel lemacher, from this place I intend to eat tomorrow on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And that's enough, that's called a Hachana. Even though it's not his intention to eat all of the Peiris over here. And he didn't specify which Peiris he intends to eat, but saying that is enough. The reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that's enough is because he holds Yesh Bereira. Bereira means where tomorrow we're going to figure out what I meant today. When he's going to take the Peiris tomorrow to eat, it'll become clear these are the Peiris he was referring to. And it's as if he picked them from yesterday. Bereira is used in regard to many different halachas. Over here it's used to remove the muktza. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim Aimrim, it's not enough just to generally stand there and say, well, from these Peiris I'm going to take some. No, that's not enough to remove muktza. The Chachamim say, at sheyirshay, only if he marks it off, and he says, mikan v'adkan, from here until here I will eat. He has to make some type of a siman over there. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned you can't create a new fire. You can only transfer from an existing fire, but you can't ignite a fire, not by rubbing two pieces of wood together, not by banging stones together, not from digging in a certain type of earth that produces fire, or even putting water into a certain type of glass where the rays of the sun are going to make it so hot that you could ignite something. We also learned in our Mishnah, you can't take the special roofing tiles and put them into an oven so they become strong, even if you need them to roast with. You want to put them on the coals and put the food on top of that. You still can't do it on Yom Tov. That's called creating a new keli. And we also learned that Rabbi Eliezer tells us you can stand next to Peiris that are Muktza on Erev Shabbos during a Shemitah year, where Trumas Maisers would not be a problem, because if you had to be Mafresh Trumas Maisers, it would be Tevel. You wouldn't be able to use it anyway. But if it's a Shemitah year where you don't have to separate Trumas Maisers, we only have to make sure that it's not Muktza, all you have to do is stand there and say, okay, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow. You don't have to be specific, because we say Yesh Breira, as explained. When you take it tomorrow, we'll realize which ones you meant. The Chachamim say no. You have to be very specific. You have to clearly mark from here to here. These are the Peiris I intend to eat tomorrow.